presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Look, it's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who has come to Earth with physical powers far beyond those of mortal men, and who wages a never-ending fight for truth and justice, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper. With Lois Lane, star girl reporter, missing, and the yellow mask threatening a dire catastrophe unless a $15 million hoard of stolen jewels is delivered to a deserted crossroads by dawn, Kent sets a trap. As our story continues today, Kent, Police Commissioner Malone, and Jimmy Olsen are waiting in the woods at the crossroads where Kent has planted a suitcase containing stones instead of the real jewels. Meanwhile, in a hideout a mile from the crossroads, the yellow mask is giving final instructions to his henchman, Lefty. Listen.
Message that we got over the air said that the suitcase would be at the crossroads within a half hour. You understand what you're to do, Lefty?
Yeah. I park the car on the cutout, hike through the woods, and come up behind the road.
That's right. But be careful. This may be another trap. You're taking Joe with you?
Yeah, and a couple of gats.
Well, you may need them.
Hey, where's that reporter, Dane?
In the next room, resting.
You know, I don't like getting mixed up with dames in this racket. They're poison. When are you getting rid of her?
That, Lefty, is my business.
All right. I was just asking.
You and Joe had better get going and don't make any mistakes this time.
Well, I didn't make no mistake last time.
Well, we won't go into that now. Wait a minute. Something just occurred to me. In order to be on the safe side, I think that you had better...
What?
She may be awake in the next room. I don't want her to hear me. I'll go out to the car with you. Now, as I was saying, Lefty, in order to be on the safe side, what I think that you had better do is this.
As Lefty and Joe leave the hideout with final whispered instructions from the yellow mask, Clark Kent as Superman waits alone in the darkness of the crossroads. The quiet of the night, broken only by the chirping of crickets and the eerie hum of insects. Listen.
Well, looks like my little scheme failed. Not a sign of anyone. What's that? Oh, just a hoot owl. Dawn will be up soon. Wait. Someone's coming through the woods. Maybe an animal. No. It's a man. Two men. Our plan has worked.
There it is, Joe. On that stump, grab it.
Okay, let's see, I got it. Put that suitcase down.
Huh? Who's there?
You heard what I said. Put down that suitcase.
Let him have it, Joe.
Okay,
nothing.
Okay.
So you want to play, huh?
Well, nothing.
See how you like this little game.
Those slugs didn't hold him at all.
Beat it, Joe. Don't beat it.
No, you don't. Oh. That's only a sample. Oh. Now, see how you like this.
Oh, hey, I'm getting out of here.
I heard those shots. I can't let them see me as Superman.
Kent! Where are you?
Right here. Oh, one of them got away. I tried to catch him.
You must have stacked this one plenty hard. He's out cold.
What happened, Kent? We heard two shots.
Yes, but fortunately their marksmanship was bad. Both bullets missed me. I closed in on them and got one, but... Oh, boy. The scuffle, the other one ran off through the woods.
Well, you took a terrible chance, Kent. Battling armed desperados.
Well, maybe... Not as much of a chance as you think. Now, wait, let's have a look at this fellow. I'll turn him over here. Well, you know who he is, Commissioner?
I haven't the faintest idea.
Gee, sure looks mean.
Well, one thing is certain. He's part of the Mask's gang, and he probably knows where the hideout is. I suggest we take him to the police station back in the next town and pump him. What do you think, Commissioner?
We might learn something if we can get him to talk.
Oh, he'll talk, all right. His kind usually do when they're in a tough spot.
I'll go back for the car.
Okay.
Mr. Kent.
Yes, Jimmy?
Did you really knock this guy out?
Why, yes. Don't you believe me?
Sure, I believe you, all right, but... Well, I'm just wondering.
Wondering, Jimmy? Wondering about what?
Well, maybe I was seeing things.
Well, I don't understand, Jimmy.
Oh, forget it.
No. Tell me what's on your mind.
Well, I saw those two men come out of the woods.
Yes?
Then I heard the shots, and
uh-huh.
A second after that, another man jumped across the road.
Oh, sure. That was I, Jimmy.
It didn't look like you. I thought it was Superman.
You thought it...
What's the matter?
Well, thanks, Jimmy. After all, it isn't everyone who's mistaken for Superman.
You're just making fun of me.
No, not at all. Here's the car.
Yeah.
Okay, Commissioner. Come on over here and grab his feet, will you?
All right.
We'll dump him in the back.
Say, Mr. Kent, the suitcase is still here. They didn't get it.
Bring it along, Jimmy.
Okay.
Careful, Commissioner. All right, hop in, Jimmy.
Right. Hey, do you think he'll tell us where the mask is hiding out, Mr. Kent?
He's got to tell us, Jimmy. It's our only chance.
Open up.
All right. Close it.
What happened?
Let me catch my breath. I had to run all the way.
Where are the jewels?
I couldn't get them.
What do you mean?
All right, now take it easy, Chief.
Oh, don't tell me to take it easy. What happened, you fool?
Now, give me a chance, will you?
Did you follow my instructions?
Yeah, sure. Me and Joe parked the car on a side road and then hiked through the woods.
Was the suitcase there?
Yeah, it was there. Looked like a pipe, Chief. We jumped out of the woods and Joe grabbed it. And we were starting back for the car when it happened.
What happened?
A big guy hopped out of the bushes across the road. He was wearing some kind of a uniform. I yelled at Joe to let him have it, and he did. Twice. But I swear, as sure as I'm standing here, them slugs bounced off the big guy's chest.
Oh, you're out of your mind.
Now, Chief, I seen it with my own eyes. Well... Anyway, the big guy closed in and started throwing punches. I figured we didn't have no chance against him, so I beat it fast.
What happened to Joe?
He caught one on the button and went down.
So you left him there to answer all that question?
Oh, Joe won't talk.
He'll talk when they stop working on him. I knew that I shouldn't have trusted this job to you.
It wasn't my fault, Chief.
Shut up. Now that you've bungled it, I've got to figure a way out. You said that the jewels were there.
Yeah, in a suitcase, sitting on a stump.
How do you know what was in the suitcase?
Well, I didn't open it, but it was heavy. Listen, Chief, if you think they'll make Joe talk, we better scram out of here.
Oh, no, we'll stay right here and wait for them.
Yeah, but Chief, that big guy...
You turning yellow, Lefty?
Oh, me? Say, I ain't afraid of
that. Good. Then you'll help me welcome them. You see, Lefty, this house was built for visitors such as we expect. Now stand back against the wall. Now I slide this picture away and press this little button. So.
Holy gee, a trap door.
Look down the hole. What do you see?
Looks like a swimming pool without any water.
A very apt description, Lefty. It's a concrete tank, 2 feet thick on all sides and rising 8 feet from the basement floor.
Yeah? What's it good for?
You shall see. The trap door will be all set when our friend Mr. Kent and his companions arrive. The moment they step on it, they will fall into the concrete tank. Then I throw a switch from the second floor and iron bars will slide over the top of the tank. Can you picture it?
Yeah. That's how they can't climb out.
Precisely.
That's just like being in jail, huh?
Yes, Lefty. A jail from which there is no escape.
You mean you leave them down there without giving them nothing to eat and no water?
That's the idea.
Hey, I don't like that kind of business, Chief.
Whether you like it or not, you're a part of it. Now, come on. We've got to get everything ready. If they're coming at all, they'll be here soon.
I hope we're not too late, Commissioner. It's getting light in the east.
It took quite some time worming the information out of that gorilla. Was he stubborn?
Yeah. You all right, Jimmy?
Oh, you bet, Mr. Kent.
Now, hold on. This is where we turn.
Great Scott, what a road. We never would have found this place without directions. What a road.
That must be the house up ahead. Well, I'll stop here.
All right, now be quiet. Follow me.
This place looks deserted, Kent.
There's not a light on it.
Quiet. They may be asleep.
Look, Kent.
What?
Smoke coming out of the chimney. There's someone here.
Good. Now you and Jimmy take the front door while I go around to the rear. Now be careful.
We will.
Yell if you need help.
All set, Jimmy?
Sure. I'm all ready.
You stay behind me. I've got a gun. Let's try the door.
Is it locked?
No. Jimmy, I'm going to open it.
Slowly the door swings open on rusty hinges. Jimmy and Commissioner Malone stare into the darkness of the room, little suspecting that one more step will send them hurtling down through a trapdoor into a concrete tank. What will happen? Don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story with Superman.
And remember, tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman. Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.